Even when dealing with adults, it can be difficult for a doctor to find the right treatment for depression. About 35 million Americans suffer from depression severe enough to warrant treatment at some time in their lives. That's according to a study released last year by the National Institutes of Health. The researchers also found that 60% of the people who seek treatment for their depression do not get adequate care. Commentator and physician David Watts recently had a patient who had been prescribed Prozac. He determined that it was the wrong medication.
"You don't impress me as someone who needs psychiatric drugs," I said. And then I didn't look at him so as not to let him think I was just trying to make him feel good. "You've got a mechanical problem," I said. By now he'd seen lots of doctors, a man with abdominal pain and a bit of mystery. Didn't match the textbooks for ulcer or any of the other usual suspects. He was taking Prozac because his last doctor told him it was all in his head. I hate that. It puts the blame off the physician, who isn't imaginative enough to figure it out, onto the patient who still has the problem, only now he has to bear the guilt. So here's a guy in his early 30s who looks altogether healthy, a little doped out on Prozac, saying he gets these episodes of abdominal pain. Are they related to eating? No. Stress? No. Physical activity? No. Acid? No. It's difficult. But I don't think it's in his head. Then a clue pops up. The pain wakes him at night. There's no psychiatric disorder I know that can produce pain in your sleep. That's when I said it had to be mechanical. Plumbing gone haywire somewhere, a drain pipe clogged when he lies down long enough. Volvulus, I said. What's that? A twist, a kink, a loop of bowel flopping over to block itself. I love you, he said. I don't think a patient has ever said that to me. It felt strange. Not so fast, I said. We haven't solved this yet. Then I felt better. And I realized he was probably thanking me not so much for the diagnosis as for not thinking he was crazy. Truth is, we may never solve the mystery. Volvulus is rare and hard to diagnose. I sent him out with his little X-ray slip, like a note from the teacher to grant him passage to the radiologist's office, the one person who, if presented with my patient in the precise moment when this is still at peak, might diagnose him properly, leading to a simple surgical solution. I'd say our odds are about 20%. I'll keep you posted. The point is, we stopped his Prozac.
David Watts is a poet and physician in San Francisco.